Welcome to Dish Nation. Show for y'all today, but before we kick things off, we gotta check in with the rest of the crew here in ATL and the folks on the West Coast, including our newest host. We glad we didn't scare you away yesterday, Sherry girl.
I'm still here.
Okay. All right, y'all. Coming up, Lil' Kim is letting you know that she's often imitated, darling, but never duplicated. And later, Andrew Freund talks to Russell Crowe about his new movie, Unhinged. But first, what you got, Heidi?
All right. Now, we know that there is no topic too hot for Wendy Williams. We all know that. And now, and we know that she loves spilling the tea, but she revealed maybe a little too much information in a birthday post to her son. We'll see what you think, if this is TMI or not, okay, when talking about her kids. She wished her son, Kevin Jr., a happy 20th birthday.
Yeah.
She shared a picture of some keepsakes that she's kept over the years, and she said, if you look closely, you'll see remains of first haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My cerclage is on sneaker. And like a mom, I do have all his teeth. Laughing cry emoji. Now, if you don't know, wow, I did not know. I had to look up what the hell a cerclage
was.
Oh. And a cerclage is also known as a cervical stitch. So they put a little stitch in your cervix to keep it from opening up so that it will prevent you from having like a premature birth.
Right.
If maybe you have a little bit of a lazy cervix.
Right. Okay. I got it on my Bumble profile that I got a cerclage stitch. Let me tell you something.
Really?
Don't sleep on a cerclage stitch, Chewy.
I will not sleep on the cerclage.
Is this normal? I'm not a mom. So, like, I get the baby. Like, I think my mom had my first haircut. She had a little envelope in my baby book.
Maybe a bronzed booty.
But bronzed booty, that she kept some of my teeth, you know, because she was the tooth fairy. Newsflash. Right. But the cerclage seems a weird save to me. What do the moms think?
It's not weird. Because I have, like, a little box like this. And in the box, I have one of my placenta pills. Because, you know, I ate my placenta after I gave birth.
You ate your placenta.
And then.
What?
Yeah, I made them into pills and I took them, so I ate it. And then also put her little piece of her belly button, you know, once it fell off, and then they clamp it, that little
umbilical
piece that they clamped.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, when it fell off, I've put that in their box as well. So I have like all this kind of stuff too. And I'm not gonna cut her hair because I'm trying to grow it, but I got the same thing.
That wouldn't dry out, Portia? Do you have to keep it moist to keep it on ice or something?
Okay. No, it's dried out.
We kept my son's umbilical cord, but the cat ate it.
Oh, God.
That's nasty.
It does look like jerky.
It's nasty. After a while. Yeah. I have Jeffrey's baby teeth, because it's not weird. I have Jeffrey's baby teeth, I have his baby hair, and I have the turkey baster that his dad and I used to have him right in the box.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
If I ever had kids,
that's how
they would be turkey baster kids too, just so you know.
Just don't keep that in the kitchen with the wooden spoons.
You gotta have separate turkey basters.
Okay. We all know Stacey Dash, mostly from her role as Dion in the movie Clueless. And we also know that Stacey likes to be married. Now, she has been married 4 times. Four times, y'all, and she's currently in the middle of a divorce for the 4th time. Now, her husband, Jeffrey Marty. Yeah, she did it. She didn't surpass some folks. But her husband, Jeffrey Marty, he wants the marriage annulled, saying that he wasn't in the right state of mind to consent to the marriage. Yeah, he says hypnotic prayer techniques were used on him. Which really trips me out.
Oh, come on.
So, Gary, I want to ask.
So,
is that what she was
100%.
Doing on her knees? A hypnotic prayer?
Oh.
Okay. Is that how she's
what they call it now?
Oh.
Is that what they call it now? Okay. Well, some folks think that is very hypnotic, Portia.
You're getting very proposy. Getting very proposy.
Yeah. Probably he's never been to a black church before, because you know how pastors get. Y'all, in a black church, they throw in that speaking in tongues, that Holy Ghost, and you will be hypnotized into giving a lot of tithing money. So he just, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
But
that's that old stand-up, sit-down, ties you out, breaks your will.
Well, Portia, I read that there's a Clueless spinoff series that centers around Dion, and that's the character that Stacey Dash played in the original movie.
Yeah.
Now, Stacey's not going to be involved, but do you think her powers of hypnosis were used for this?
Hell yeah, because where did this come from? This is random as hell. Like, when I saw that, I was like, wait,
great. They're going to go back to this show, go back to this movie, and just use her character. She wasn't even the main character. She definitely put some of that juice around that studio and everybody that walked away. Yes. And she prayed, and then she splashed somebody at the bus stop. She did.
In Spanish, we say, we call it jugo. Juguito in Spanish. We call it juguito.
Juguito. All right, y'all. Well, it looks like COVID-19 will be two-stepping its way into the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. Hashtag the COVID patch. Now, for the series, just recently announced its premiere date for season 29, which will be on September 14th. And they also announced the pro dancers lineup and the shocking COVID-19 safety protocols. So check this out. Apparently, the show is going to be requiring that the three married couples, Valentin Shmerkovsky and Jenna Johnson, Emma Slater and Sasha Ferber, Pasha Pashkov, and Daniela Karagach live separately until the show is done taping the whole season. Now, apparently did this. So here's the thing, y'all. They did this so if one person gets the virus, it doesn't affect the other dancer. No. But Sherry, do you think this is a good idea to keep the married couple separated for this long amount of time?
Absolutely not. And just to let you know, because I was on Dancing with the Stars, Valentin Shmerkovsky was my partner on Dancing with the Stars. And
I don't
I don't think that you should keep them apart because with Dancing with the Stars, the sexual chemistry is everything on Dancing with the Stars. So if you ain't getting no sex at home, how you gonna do the sexual chemistry with your partner?
Exactly.
But Sherry, the married people.
How close
together
do y'all get? Like, does it feel like when you're practicing this? Intimate, like, do y'all get like that close to where it's sexual?
Real close.
Yes, you get so close on Dancing with the Stars. Like, you literally, your head is in your partner's neck. He's sniffing you. You're close.
Wow.
I mean,
that is
why a lot of affairs start on Dancing with the Stars because sexual chemistry.
They had the masked singer on Fox. Now you should just do Dance with Stars. It's the masked dancer. We all have masks on.
Oh, yeah.
We're protected. But I did think of you, Frank, when I heard that when they were telling the story is, would you be okay if Dish required you to be away? In order to do Dish Nation, you got to be away from your wife for a whole year.
I would be fine with that.
Look at your eyes lighting up.
I would be fine with that. Well, see, now that I'm a movie star, I can afford multiple homes. And she's been staying at the beach house, Bob. I've been staying at the mountain chateau.
Sure, yeah.
And it gives us a chance to miss each other. So I think it's only going to make their relationship stronger.
Can you come back with new skills?
Can I be your attorney? And can I put an amendment in this contract and state that Frank will definitely need conjugal visits from his wife, or he might cheat? So we need to add,
let her come
in the bubble every how often, Frank, do you need it per week?
Once a week.
That's why coming in the bubble.
Don't in the bubble.
Get that bubble away from me.
Wow. Up next, find out who Lil' Kim is firing shots at now. Bang, bang, bang. Right after the break, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. It looks like Lil' Kim says it's not all good, baby. Now, the Queen Bee is still in her feelings about that 2009 film Notorious that was based off the life of the late, great rapper Notorious B.I.G. Most of us know that the Notorious Naturi Norton portrayed Lil' Kim in the movie, but Kim hopped on Fat Joe's Instagram Live to remind everybody that she absolutely hated Notorious' performance and said it was more like a spoof. Check this out.
No, I hate that movie. To me, it was like a spoof. It was something that I would have never agreed. I didn't like who played me. I didn't know. No.
Wow. Well, damn. She kept it a buck. I didn't think Notori did that bad, but, you know, the source material has every right and reason to say how she feels. Now, Portia, what'd you think about the way she did it?
Now, on one hand, looking at it, I felt like she did a good job because I know Notori may not be from Brooklyn or whatever, but she acted the hell out that role. Now, from Kim's point of view, listen, if something happened to me and somebody plays me and I don't like it, I should have the right to say so. So I feel her. If she wants to say that girl did not capture her essence, then she has that right. And it's not shade.
Lil' Kim talked about the fact that she thought it was very disrespectful that Notori did not even consult with her about who she was. And I know when I played the mother in Brian Banks' movie with Aldis Hodge, I also sat with Brian Banks' mother for a few days to see what she was like, to see what her life was like. If you're alive and you're going, you're not even going to talk to me, then how can you embody the character of
it's
me?
Respect.
So I can see where she was upset with Notori. I don't know if she didn't want to meet with her, but I can see where she could be upset with Notori for that.
Sharon, your movie was big budget. This movie that Norton played with Biggie, I'm sure that was not a big budget movie, so they couldn't reach her. So the hell with it. But anyway.
Yeah, it was a pretty good budget for that.
You can't reach Lil' Kim. I can text Lil' Kim right now, and I ain't even got her phone number.
Okay, so keeping it moving, Yvonne Orji wants to set the record straight once and for all that she is not her character Molly Carter from the hit series Insecure. So Yvonne decided to sit down with her character Molly face to face and have just like a funny, shady conversation. Take a look at this.
Can you just talk about how you feel about the Molly hate? Because they were hating me, hating you. And I was just like, wow, Black Twitter is activated. You know, they had time.
Black Twitter? Is that a group? Is that like the Black Panther?
Also, you weren't checking the Twitter account? We got all the heat. It was like, brrrah. I thought DMX was about to come out. You're giving me the look like you gave Ethan in episode 5. I have a question. Were you really going to scrap? Like, were you really? I feel like y'all forget that Molly's from South LA. So.
Girl, I fight back. I'm from Africa. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Well done, though.
Do you think that the fans are wrong for getting mad at Yvonne for something that her character Molly does?
You know what, Sherry, though? This speaks to her acting ability. Like, yes. She is so good that people believe it in real life.
Right.
So, like, anytime you get somebody running down on you like that, you need to pat yourself on the back because you're truly doing the character justice.
Yeah.
Listen, I am Black Twitter. I am so invested in that show. When Molly does some bull to Issa on that show, I get so upset, y'all. Like, I literally wanted to go and tweet her, but then I was like, no, let me go to her page. She's a real woman. But you do get emotional about these characters, man, for real.
Yvonne and I, we went to Mexico to celebrate New Year's together. It was Yvonne and me and Niecy Nash.
Thanks for the invite.
Next time we will.
Thanks for the invite.
It was just a girls' trip. Right. So it was Niecy Nash, Yvonne, Orji, and me, and we were in Mexico celebrating New Year's. And can I tell you, even in Mexico, they were mad at Yvonne. They kept going, tú es malo, Molly. Tú es malo. I'm not lying. We were there, and I'm going, these folks know you as Molly. It was crazy.
No doubt. Now, everybody on the show has pretty much done their fair share of acting. So if you could talk to anybody that you've ever played, you know, character-wise, what would be the number one question you would ask them?
If I could talk to the scientist from Sharknado, I would ask her, if you the damn scientist, why you didn't stay your ass in the lab? Why you out there fighting real shark flying in the damn air?
Oh.
Wow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited to be joined right now by Academy Award winner Russell Crowe from Australia, all in celebration of his new film, Unhinged.
Come on, man. Go!
Having a kind of a hard time lately. I'm sorry. Accept my apology.
Just ignore him.
If you could just do the same, we could press reset.
I don't have anything to apologize for.
Ma'am, are you okay?
I'm pretty sure the guy in that truck's following me.
He's road raging.
Why don't you just chill, man? Go your own way.
All right, Russell. Are you okay? Because I just watched this last night, and the stress that you gave me, I had to have a pitcher of margaritas after I watched this thing.
You're welcome.
How did you shake this guy? I mean, oh my God.
You know, you just get better and better at refining what it takes for you to get to a particular place, you know? And that's not to say that I don't take my job home with me, because I absolutely do. And funnily enough, you look at this movie with all the tension on screen, and you might think that it was a tense work environment, but it was absolutely the opposite. We're in New Orleans, man. We were shooting in New Orleans. We had 8 miles of freeway shut down. The sun was shining. We were just having fun, blowing and crashing cars.
I mean, hey, it sounds like a good time, except you scared the absolute out of me, Russell. Like, If I saw that guy come, I'm going the opposite way. I'm going nowhere near you. When you were growing up, did you pass your driver's test growing up? Were you always a good driver?
I didn't get my driver's license till quite late. And it was an odd thing because I lived in New Zealand at the time. In New Zealand, you can get your full driver's license when I was a boy at the age of 15. you know? But my brother, my older brother, already had his driver's license. So he was kind of like my Uber, my personal Uber, you know? So it took quite a while before I actually really needed to drive. And but I've certainly made up for it. I love road trips, you know, sometimes in a car, sometimes on a motorbike, you know. I think my biggest motorbike road trip is 7,000 kilometers, you know, which is a substantial distance, you know. So I do love to drive.
So which, out of all the cities you've been to in the world, which city has the worst drivers? Because you've been all over the world.
There was one place I visited, actually. I spent quite a bit of time there when we were shooting Gladiator. Malta. Malta has a no insurance thing, you know. It's like, if you have an accident, it's your fault, you know, because there were so many accidents that basically the coverage people just went, we're not looking after you guys anymore. So, yeah, so that's an interesting situation. Oddly enough, and unfortunately and embarrassingly, I'd have to say Sydney, Australia, is one of the most aggressive traffic places I've ever experienced.
Russell Crowe, thank you for scaring the shit out of me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and you're welcome.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, you know sometimes when you have to use the bathroom, you got to use the bathroom. You just got to go.
Right.
Got to go. Well, singer Sia was on an Australian radio show doing a live interview, and this happened.
Yeah, I know.
I watch Love on the Spectrum, Normal People.
Yes,
you know,
I love it.
Just my favorite TV shows.
Hang on. Did you just take a...
Yeah, you heard me, and I flush too, and I'm no shame.
Did you really just go to the toilet while you were doing an interview with us?
Well, I did.
I don't understand what's happening.
Oh. Hit mute. Hit mute.
Nah. Was it smooth enough?
You gotta go. You gotta go, man. When you gotta go. That's
yeah.
it. That's it.
You gotta pee,
man. That's it.
Now, Frank, Sia fessed up pretty quickly. But if this had been you, would you have just muted your phone?
I wouldn't have muted. This has happened to me many times. I always use my phone in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I just won't.
You
flush.
Don't mute it.
I
me
just leave
too.
It
no, just don't flush.
Yeah, you got to mute.
Then I go in later, and I'm like, who left the floater? And I remember I had an interview.
That was me.
It was you. Yeah. You're the culprit.
That's quarantine life.
I've been doing the show from home. We've been doing interviews at home. Does anybody want to confess to actually doing this? Have you guys ever done this while being interviewed or on the phone with somebody?
Yo, Chewy, the key is you got to run while you're laughing. If you get them to laugh and you're laughing, then you hit the flush, and then you run out of there like Indiana Jones after you took the stone. It's timing is key.
I knew you could go to the bathroom while doing the show. Right. I just put a bucket right here. I didn't know. I was allowed to go to the bathroom.
No.
Sorry. Nobody told me.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.